shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official...
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, hopefully they're going to be the views of our guest. We had one guest cancel out on us about an hour before airtime, and the other one, well, we're trying to reach him now, but he's got an answering machine. We'll hope that he comes back on. We'll just keep trying. But in the meantime, I guess we're just going to have to do open lines. So our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have something you'd like to talk about. But I thought we would talk about what's really going on financially in the world today. And really one of the most amazing things is that about 45% of the wealth of the entire world has disappeared in the last year, year and a half. And, of course, when we talk about the wealth of the world, we're talking about the value of stock markets throughout the world. We're talking about the value of property throughout the world. But what is this wealth based upon? Why, it's really based upon artificial credit. It's really based upon a banking system that can create money out of nothing and can take $1, and you have $1, you can leverage that to $10, you can leverage it to $40, and then you spend that into this society, and of course, you get massive amounts of money. But it's not real money, it's all imaginary. It's what's called credit or loans, and understand that you can stimulate the economy with credit, making credit readily available, and then, of course, a lot of businesses can get started up, and as long as they can borrow the money, then they can begin to generate a profit, and then they can make more money, and they can borrow more money. But of course, what happens when suddenly the banks say, we're not going to lend you any more money under one guise or another? And that really is the technique that's been used over and over again through the years to get people into debt. That's how the game is played. Get them into debt and then, of course, destroy them by not renewing their loans or, as we're talking about doing today, and I think Joel Skousen pointed this out very well. Sheila Bair of the FDIC needs money because the FDIC is potentially insolvent. That means the money you have in the bank really will have little or no value. So what she wants to do is levy a massive assessment on all of the smaller banks, not on the large banks that have tremendous amounts of money, but just on the small banks in the communities all across America. And the money that she is going to levy on them will take away all the profits from last year. In fact, many of these banks they'll make insolvent. Well, that'll be just too bad for the banks because, of course, then they will be seized by the FDIC and sold to the big banks for pennies on the dollar. And that is exactly how the game is played. And the average individual doesn't understand that this is not the first time this has happened. We carry a book called The Coming Battle by a Mr. Wahlberg, who wrote a book. He was a lawyer. He wrote a book in 1899 about how the banks worked and how they were taking advantage of the people. And they were, of course, destroying anybody who had the courage to take a stand against them. And, of course, how they would create periods of good times economically, money readily available. And then they would contract the money supply. And I'm sure that the newspapers would say, oh, isn't it terrible? Why the lending institutions have frozen up if we could only get credit again. And of course, Credit, of course, is what the big banks do. They have plenty of money to lend, but of course they have to give you the impression that they will not lend it, and they're not lending it to the companies they don't want to. The companies they want to go down, Circuit City, Macy's, the other major companies, but of course the companies they want, of course, will prosper because they interlock. And you really want to see our new syllabus that tells you how they interlock with the boards of directors of so many of our major corporations. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And this afternoon we have with us our good friend Lindsay Williams, and we're going to be talking about the elite who run the world. Now, Lindsay had the opportunity to work with many of these elitists when he was the chaplain on the oil line, the Alaska pipeline, between about 1974 and 1977. And he had the opportunity to rub shoulders with these most powerful people. Lindsay Williams, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan, for allowing me the privilege of being with you today. I feel honored that you would allow me to give an update on what's taking place because, oh my goodness, you know, when I look back over the past 35 years, from the time that by the providence of God, I was allowed to live for 3 years, right in the heart of where the elite are, on their own oil field, on the Arctic of Alaska, and rub shoulders with the people that you hear about in the World Bank, in the IMF, and now today, being able to give a report on what one of those people told me, exactly what was going to take place in a year to a year and a half, and then see it come to pass exactly like they said it was going to do, and realize that you were the one, Dr. Stan, that gave me the marvelous advice that I should call them and ask them how much I could say. I'm so appreciative to you for what you did. You can never imagine. And so many millions of Americans have been able to know the truth and prepare themselves in advance because of the marvelous advice you gave me that day.
Well, I think it, I take no credit for it. It just seemed like the logical thing to do, but sometimes I feel that God guides each one of us. He's guided you and placed you in very important positions, and he's given me a voice, and I appreciate our friendship, Lindsay. And what had happened is, of course, I called Lindsay because I'd heard he'd taken down his website, and his book suddenly had disappeared off of the Amazon. I mean, there was one copy of the book up, and it was $1,995. Of course, you know, this is a book that you ordinarily get for $6 or $7. So I called Lindsay and I asked him what had happened. He told me he had been told he had to take down his website, he had to stop getting the material out, he had to stop talking about certain things. And then he told me what he had been told by this member of the elite. And of course, he said, what should I do? I don't know. He said, I'm scared. And I said, I understand you're scared. Why don't you call him and find out how much of that information you get out? Because I think the American people need to know. And Lindsay did. And of course, that is the story we'll be dealing with today. And we'll be talking about lots of things in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have our good friend Lindsay Williams with us, and we were just talking about the fact that in July of last year, why Lindsay had told me what was the future held. Now, he had actually talked to a member of the elite in June, the latter part of May, early in June, but I talked to him probably pretty close to the early part of July, and he told me he hadn't been on a radio program for 6 weeks. He just didn't know what to do. And then he told me the story he'd been told about the coming economic collapse. Well, suddenly, he told me that that time the price of oil was going to drop. It was $147, something like that at the time. Both of us thought the price of oil was going to go up, and it didn't collapse. But the most significant thing he talked about, although there were many, many things, but the most significant thing was that we were going into a total economic collapse. And Lindsay was able then to, after consulting with the gentleman who told him, to go onto the air to tell many people, and some people listened to what he had to say and of course made preparations, and I know a few of them actually shorted oil and they made a fortune doing that. I didn't. I'm not into that sort of thing. My job is to get the material out. But you pick up the story there, Lindsay.
Well, Dr. Stan, when I look back on it, you were so bold and so brave to allow me to come on your program when oil was $147 a barrel and tell what I had been told by one of these individuals who knows everything that the elite are doing. And, you know, back in those days, it was a total impossibility for this to happen, for crude oil to go from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel. That was impossible. I mean, it was unthinkable. That no way it could have happened in the mind of the average individual with all the ramifications that go along with it. And then for it to go to $33 a barrel, now it's back up to right close to 50. And a number of people have said to me just recently, oh, you are all wrong. It is going to go back up there to 100, 120. No, it's not. Not for the next year to a year and a half. It'll go right around 50, 55. It may drop back to 45. But this gentleman told me, he said, Chaplain, the price of crude oil is going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel, and you were bold enough to allow me to come on your program and risk your credibility, and I was risking mine, and I knew it was impossible, and everybody thought I was crazy, and they said it can't happen, and I am so appreciative to a friend like you who would dare to allow me to come on your program and say something that was a total impossibility as far as the whole world was concerned, what we did, and that individual was right. So today I'd like to get into what you and I discussed earlier when you called me, and that is when I lived with the elite of the world for 3 years' time, and I'm sure most of your audience knows how it happened, but just briefly, I had the privilege of being the chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, was invited by the people that you hear about in the World Bank and the IMF and the top oil company officials of the world to sit in their board meetings in an advisory capacity in order to help the relationship between management and labor. Now, that was many years ago. And then I wrote my book, The Energy Non-Crisis. And over the years, a few of those individuals have dared to keep in touch with me. And as a result, I have known things in advance, which they planned to do, and have told the world every single time, with the exception, of course, of the election of the president that they wanted, but they're still getting what they want, so it doesn't make any difference. It has happened exactly like the elite said it was going to happen. But I look back on those days and realize that one of the first things that I learned when I lived with the elite for those 3 years' time was their mindset. It's so important. And I wish somehow, and I'm going to try to, in the next about 45 minutes, to explain, if I can, how these people think, why they do what they do, what their mindset is, and how they go about accomplishing all of this, and what they are going to gain by bringing America and our economy to its knees. So I'll try, if I can, the mindset of the elite. Now, there is such a group that you have heard Dr. Stan talk about so many times on his program. I plead with you, don't ever doubt what Dr. Stan says. Everything he is saying on his program is true. There positively is a group of elite people on the face of the earth who control the world, dictate to Congress what bills to pass, tell the president what to do, totally controlling this president, and tell the Arabs what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil. And every bit of this is planned in advance by this group of elite people that you have heard Dr. Stan talk about so much, that I, by the providence of God, had the privilege of living with. Now, they do exist. The name of the game is control. And I think I could probably sum up everything, but let me break it down a little bit, if I may. Their power is great. It's greater than the average person can comprehend. That their power is so great that they control presidents, governments, nations, currencies, and the masses. Now, they do it by creating a problem and then creating a solution. Someone said to me the other day, oh, Russia. Russia right now is in terrible trouble because of the price of crude oil dropping so low. They've had to devalue the ruble, I think it's 8 or 9 times. And they said, you mean they control Russia? Yes, they do. They control Mr. Putin, they control Russia, they control the United States of America. These people basically control the world, create wars. Let me try to give an example. in light of what's happening right now. I'm going to bring this down to 2009 and what's taking place in the world in America right now in order to explain so that you can understand how these people think, because only when you understand how they think are you able to overcome them as far as your dinner table and your job is concerned. For instance, about 15 years ago, the two institutions that were created to make money available for real estate loans, Fannie and Freddie, 40% of all loans come from these institutions. And they were ordered, these institutions were, by the elite, by the Treasury, by the Federal Reserve, those who control the currency of the country. They were ordered to make loans to anyone, teaser loans, interest-only loans, option arm loans. They created the real estate bubble crisis, and they knew when it would burst. They knew exactly when it would end. In fact, this individual who called me about the middle of June and told me that America was going to see a financial collapse that would be so great that it would take years to come out of it, he knew that within just a few months' time that that bubble, which had been created approximately 15 years ago, was ready to burst, and that the country would see this financial collapse that you've heard us talking about for some time that would take place. And he actually told me that it would take place within a matter of months' time. Now, understand that this is the mindset of these people. They create a problem, then they create a solution. The same thing happened with crude oil. Approximately 15 years ago, the price of crude oil was down there about $30 a barrel. They controlled the price of crude oil and took it from $30 a barrel to $147 a barrel. They took the price of gasoline from approximately a dollar a gallon at the gas pump to, in some places, $5 a gallon at the gas pump, if you happen to be in Hawaii or California, and $4 a gallon most every other place. Every bit of this was done, and at the same time that they took that price to $147 a barrel, they told OPEC. Now, OPEC are all of the oil-producing countries of the world. Yes, it's the Arabs, but it's also Nigeria and Venezuela and other countries that are members of OPEC. Those countries were told, oh, my goodness, go and spend money. Spend money on infrastructure projects. Buy arms. Build up a military. Build things in your country. Build beautiful cities like Dubai. Go in debt because you're going to have plenty of money. You know that this oil is going to be used for centuries to come. So based on $147 a barrel, you go and build all of these great infrastructure projects of your country. And they did, to the point that one country, for instance, which you'll recognize very readily, Saudi Arabia, built their economy based on $80 a barrel for crude oil. Then they bring that crude oil down from $147 a barrel to $33 a barrel, take it back up to $40, they'll take it back down to $35, and they'll keep playing around. Now, what has happened to these countries who spent all of this money based on $80 to $100 a barrel? What did they do? They created the problem. OPEC oil-producing countries were to build all of these things, get themselves obligated for long-term loans, beautiful five-star city in Dubai. Now, they pull the rug out from under them. What do? Oh, my goodness, their economy is in trouble. They can't pay their bills. They can't buy America's T-bills any longer. Every bit of this was planned, and they knew in advance how they were going to do it, what they were going to do, and the methods that they were going to use to bring it all about. And that's where I come in. By the providence of God, I still have the privilege of staying in touch with a few of those people that I met back on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline many years ago. Most of them are old men now, about my age, and I guess around there where Dr. Stan is. But you never get away from it. Once you are a part of the elite, you cannot get away from them. They don't let you. And from time to time, these people would call me and give me these things, which this gentleman did. And now when I look back at it, Dr. Stan, and understand the mindset of these people, I see every bit of America to the point that they will own everything. They are going to own the banking institutions. They're going to own the little mom-and-pop businesses. They are going to control the Arabs. They'll put them into such a position by keeping the price of crude oil down around $50 a barrel to the point that their obligations will have to be refinanced.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Lindsay. Go right ahead, Lindsay. We're just talking about how they're going to get everybody in debt. And, of course, this is the standard technique. I mean, you've already seen a number of our major corporations shutting down. The few of the corporations that they're interlocked with are shut down, but they'll come back again. Right now, of course, they're pretty well destroyed. General Motors here, at least here in this United States. General Electric, which was certainly one of our largest corporations. The value of their stock has been very, very well destroyed. They've destroyed over half of the value of the people who were invested in the stock market, and the people who thought they were smart enough to play the stock market have been wiped out. They've wiped out approximately half of the wealth of the American people, and everybody's waiting for things to come back again, and I got news for them, it's going to be a long, long wait. Because America is not going to be the same as it was before, and it's going to take us at least 10 years to get out of this recession, and maybe a great deal more, and the America we live in afterwards will be dramatically different than it is today. But go ahead, pick up the story there, Lindsay.
Well, Dr. Stan, what you just said, sadly to say, it's true, and you're exactly right, because that's what this gentleman said to me. Now, mind you, he knows everything that goes on behind closed doors. And he said, Chaplain Williams, America will see a financial collapse that will be so great it will take years to come out of it. Well, the first thing that ran through my mind was, how are you going to do it? And he said, we're going to take the price of crude oil down. I said, why are you doing this? And he said, we're doing it in order to bankrupt OPEC, the oil-producing countries of the world. Then I asked other questions. Now, in the course of all of this, let's think about what's happening worldwide. Yes, this is affecting OPEC. It is going to drastically affect the United States of America, and there is no way that America can come out of this without them fulfilling what they want to take place first. Now, let's think of a country like China. China is like what? You say, do you mean that the elite of the world control China? Yes. They don't only control our president and our Congress, they control such countries as China, for instance, because the economies of the world have collapsed, have come to the point that they are. There's 70,000 Chinese factories that have closed in the past 4 months. 70,000. 28 to 30 million Chinese are out of work today. Now you say, is that affecting China? You better believe that's affecting China. And in such manner, they bring about a control factor. Russia devaluated the ruble 8 times. 15 years ago, they begun to create what is called derivatives. Now, I don't have time to go into the details of these. They're so complicated. And they knew at some point that these derivatives would collapse and that the banking institutions would be in the condition that they are today. So, the elite created the real estate crisis. They did. They created the banking crisis in order to be able to own the banks of America. The best way to break them is to do what they have done financially to them just recently through the created mechanisms that they formed long times ago so that they will own the small businesses. They brought about the unemployment problem we have today, and as a result, they are going to bring in a depression. And I was told 8 months ago that all of this was going to take place. Oil, the bankrupt OPEC, the Dubai become a ghost town, banking real estate collapse would take place.
Hold that thought. Hold that. We'll be right back here with Lindsay Williams. And, of course, Lindsay was just saying that he'd been told 8 months ago, and that was in July, actually it was in June of last year, but he had been told that Dubai was going to, the whole economy over there was going to collapse, this wonderful housing development that they had over there, and development of metropolis, it would become a ghost town, and the Arab countries, the oil-producing countries, would be in terrible problems, that our economy was going to collapse. Remember, this is before it really started to collapse, and that, of course, that we were going to see the massive decline in the price of oil, which is exactly what happened. Go ahead, pick up the story there, Lindsay.
The elite would have made you believe that the United States Treasury must bail out the banks. They had to make you believe that that's what you had to do, so that your grandchildren and your great-great-grandchildren would be paying the bill for the elite and their exorbitant spending, and the only way they could do it is to bring about the condition that has taken place in the banks of America today because of derivatives and the real estate problem and the recession that we've had. And the first thing they did was said, oh, you must bail them out. So what's happened? Congress, because they made them believe that they had to do something about this, went against the majority of the American people's wishes, because I understand that the Americans, they rose up in arms and said, no, don't bail them out. And yet they passed the bailout bill anyway, while Mr. Bush was still there in office. And they made you believe that by creating a crisis, they had to create the crisis in order to make you believe that you should bail out the banks, bail out GM, bail out Chrysler, bail out AIG, bail out Citigroup. Too big to fail, they said. And they made you believe that that was the truth. That wasn't the fact. They had created the crisis in the first place. Now, let me give an example of the mindset of these people, because keep in mind now, I lived with them for 3 years. They did not come to my church as a pastor. I was on their oil field, sitting in their board meetings, and could analyze them one-on-one in a situation where they were willing to talk and let me know their inner feelings. For instance, a good example is your house mortgage. You paid on that mortgage now. You took out a mortgage, and it was with the local lending institution, probably backed up by Fannie or Freddie. And let's say that you've got a 30-year mortgage. And after 15 years of paying on that mortgage, you have paid in approximately one-half of it, and all of a sudden, America sees a financial problem like we have right now. And you can't make your payments for 3 months. They come in and repossess your house and put you out on the street. Do they pay you anything when they repossess the house? No. They give you nothing. They get it back free of charge, pay you nothing. You have paid on it for approximately 15 years, and yet they get it for nothing. Nothing but a computer entry, a piece of paper that they gave you. Is it to their advantage to get it? Sure. It was to their advantage to create the problem and to repossess your house. The elite will own and pay nothing for the banks of America. Now, the Treasury of the United States of America has had to bail them all out, from Bank of America to Citigroup to Wells Fargo, you name them. AIG has bailed all of them out, has given billions and billions of America's taxpayers' money and your great-great-grandchildren's tax money. All of it's already been spent to a tremendous elite group and made you believe they had to do it. They will own all of this, the banks of America, most of the real estate in America. They will basically have their hands into the pocket of the nations of the world. Iceland and Latvia have already declared bankruptcy. Eastern Europe is on the verge of bankruptcy, and they say if it goes, that it basically will take most of the world with it. This is the mindset of the elite.
And I think it's important for people to realize how this scam is played out. Supposedly, Henry Paulson, the Secretary of Treasury, who came from Goldman Sachs, and incidentally, he made sure that Goldman Sachs got lots of money there. But, and they even got a lot of money through AIG. This is one of the biggest recipients of the AIG funds. Of course, they got that, you know, free. They don't have to pay that back. But what Henry Paulson did was give the money to the banks, but he forgot to tell them they had to lend it out here. So they lent the money to India. They lent the money to China. They lent the money to Dubai. They lent the money to Spain. But they didn't lend the money here in the United States. Why? Because they don't want to stop the crisis. That's quite frankly. They want, of course, to take down the, some of their competitors and buy up their holdings, pennies on the dollar, as they've done with Lehman Brothers, as they did with Bear Stearns and the others. And, of course, the major corporations, they're going down as well. And, of course, this is how you get rid of the competition. You own one major corporation, and then, of course, when a crisis comes, you let their competition be destroyed. And then, down the line, you can raise the prices up on your corporations. Many of the major corporations are interlocked with the banking industry, and the average American has no idea what's really going on or how the game is played. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Lindsay Williams. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
Well, Dr. Stan, they do not want to solve the problem. You're exactly right. Oh, I thank you so much for saying that just before the break. They don't want this problem solved. They want the problem to go to its extent so that when it's all over with and the dust has settled, they will own all of these things, and they allowed the taxpayers of America and the taxpayers of the world and the other countries of the world to pay for it, and this is to their advantage. Someone said to me the other day, they said, now, Chaplain Williams, you know some of these people. I said, yes, I know them personally. I have their phone number. I could pick up the phone and call them. Dr. Stan talked with one of the lead people at Prudhoe Bay and verified the material in my book, Energy Non-Crisis. I said, yes, I know them. I know where many of them live. I could go to their houses. Someone said, well, if they live in the United States of America, not all of them do, but many of them do, if they live in the United States of America, why do they want to destroy their own country? They aren't destroying their own country. This is the thing that the average American has difficulty believe. When the banking system collapses, when the American dollar goes, when they have to bring in a world currency or a North American currency, whenever GM and Chrysler and AIG and Citigroup and these others fail, and the Treasury bails them out, and the taxpayer fails for it, this is exactly what they want, and they aren't destroying their country. Quite to the contrary, they will come out ahead of the game. They will be wealthier than they were before. Okay, let me give you an example, and you may want to jot this down if you can write fast. The Treasury of the United States must sell $450 billion of T-bills a month just to fund the new debt this year through September the 30th. Did you catch that? I mean, this is so startling, it's mind-boggling. $450 billion of T-bills a month just for the new debt through September the 30th of this year. Now, the nations of the world, oh, and Dr. Stan, this reminds me, yesterday, the Federal Reserve announced that they're going to monetize the debt. I mean, when I heard this, it literally almost sent cold chills up and down my spine. That means that the OPEC oil-producing countries of the world, China and others, are no longer buying our T-bills. So as a result now, the Federal Reserve is going to step in and buy the T-bills that are being issued by the Treasury of the United States of America, and it was just officially admitted to and announced on yesterday, the 14th of March, and it is amazing.
Hold that thought for just a moment. Okay, fine. Our guest is Lindsay Williams, and Lindsay is just saying that what the banks are going to do is everybody loses their homes and their factories, and the other banks, of course, if we're closed off, the big banks will simply move in and buy them up at pennies on the dollar, and that is how the game is played. That's how they played it for the last 200 years, and if you want to read a book, it was written 100 years ago, 120 years ago, called The Coming Battle. It was written in 1889, and of course it's been reprinted by our friend Paul Walter, but it's available at Radio Liberty. It's very important to understand the past, because remember, the past is prologue, and those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. So understand there's nothing new about the way they're playing this game, but they've dumbed down the American people, and because they control the media, nobody's going to tell you that the big banks aren't trying to stop the problem. They have not frozen up the lending at all. They just refuse to lend. Why? Because they want the crisis. And we're talking about the J.P. Morgan Chase. We're talking about Goldman Sachs. We're talking about Morgan Stanley. We're talking about Citigroup. And three of those four are actually part of the Trilateral Commission, this little group of 87 people that, of course, the members of the North American group of the Trilateral Commission. How could they all belong to the same little club? Why? Because they're the people who control the media. There are 11 of them are now, 11 of those members of those 87 are in key positions in the Obama administration. You mean in a nation of almost 350 million people, we couldn't find anybody but members of the Trilateral Commission to hold key positions of the Obama administration? Sure they could. But they're the ones who control the presidency. After all, the second largest contributor to the Obama campaign was a bank called Goldman Sachs. Of course, they were the fourth largest contributor to Mr. McCain's campaign. They financed both sides. So whichever side wins, why, their candidate wins. But you go ahead and pick up the story. Lindsay, we're simply talking about how this whole thing is going to end up enriching the people of great wealth and impoverishing the American people. And I'm firmly convinced that as they're going to move to monetize the debt, what they're doing is talking about the destruction of the value of our currency, and there's no better way to destroy a nation than to debauch its currency. And that's just what's coming. And it won't be until suddenly people wake up one day and they find their money is worthless that they realize what's happened. And then it'll be too late. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
Even though I lived with these people for 3 years, Dr. Stan, I still sit back utterly amazed that back 8 months ago, this individual, when he threatened me and I had to do things he said, then he became friendly enough to tell me what you allowed me to tell on your show for the first time when it was a total impossibility for it to happen that way. None of us thought it could possibly take place. And I still sit back in utter amazement at the power of these elite of the world. But having watched them, examined their mindset, knowing them for the past 35 years, they positively have the power to do all of these things. And now we're seeing it actually fulfilled right in front of our eyes. The FDIC requested $500 billion from the Treasury of the United States of America just the other day. Why? They know that whenever they have to guarantee the money that's in the banks, that they're going to need the taxpayers of America to bail out future generations of tax money that they're going to get. And what are they creating by all of this? They're creating the control factor that they want to bring about. And this is all a part of me attempting to try to explain the mindset of the people I lived with, for instance. 8.1% unemployment, but yet there are 14% of discouraged unemployed that can't find a job that have already dropped off by the wayside. 31.8 million Americans are now receiving food stamps. Do you realize that every one of those people are under their control? That's exactly right. 31.8 million Americans, and if they know that this is they're receiving this every so many days in the form of food stamps, you think for a moment's time they aren't going to do everything that the elite want them to do? Bankruptcies in Arizona, the state I'm from, are up 71% since last year. Now, when you go to bankruptcy court, they've got you under their finger for the rest of your life. The Dow Jones has fallen to one half of what it was at its high. Citigroup, once the largest banking institution in America, now, its stock the other day went down to 99 cents, and a year ago it was $33, and yet we are bailing out a company that the American government could have afforded to have bought them for less than what we've bailed them out for. But you see, all of it is a part of bailing out the bankers. $2 trillion slush fund from the Treasury that Bloomberg tried to find out where it went, And our Secretary of the Treasury said, no way in the world am I going to tell you, because if I did, it might cause a collapse. Well, it probably would. And not only that, but lawsuits galore. What have they done with it? They have kept the stock market afloat. Oh, sure. Sure, they're the ones that have kept it up. The stock market should have gone down to 3,000 to 4,000 weeks ago. And yet they have kept on bailing it out little by little. Every bit of this, folks, if some way that I could help understand, this is the mindset of these people. This is the way that they operate. They create the problem. They create the solution. And who is the one who pays the bill for the elite? It's you and me, Dr. Stan, others who are taxpayers. We are paying the bills of the elite. Now, what is it going to take to stop this? I don't know. I wish I had an answer. I must admit I have been at my wit's end, and the one advice that I've given to everyone lately is, for goodness sakes, as quickly as you can, set your spiritual house in order. Now, I know that there are a lot of physical things you need to do. You need to plant a garden, you need to get rid of your debt if you possibly can, but they've almost made that impossible to do. But there's one thing you can do, because the Word of God makes it very plain that you can get yourself right with Jesus Christ. You can read God's Word. You can set your spiritual house in order so that regardless of what takes place, at least you and your family stay together as a unit and are able to survive spiritually the things that are taking place. So, Dr. Stan, that basically in a nutshell is the mindset, the thought patterns of the elite that so many people have difficulty believing why they're doing what they're doing, but they have everything to gain by what we're seeing, such as Macy's profits are down 59%. Macy's a department store. Target's profits are down 41%. JCPenney's profits are down 41%. Imagine how much tax receipts that the states will not show up 30 to 60 days from now because of these profits being down. Then you take away 75% of the income of OPEC oil-producing countries so that they can't buy our T-bills anymore. Then you take away approximately 75% of the tax receipts from the gas pump where gasoline is going down from $4 to $5 a gallon to $2 a gallon. And this shows up 30 to 60 days from now. And imagine the tax shortfalls. You think California's in trouble now. You haven't seen anything. You wait until usually tax shortfalls show up 30 to 60 days, maybe 90 days, after it actually starts to take place. And you wait till another 30 days from now when these tax shortfalls show up in the federal government and the state governments. Oh, my goodness, there are going to be such bankruptcies that it will be unbelievable. I hope that you don't hold any city bonds or state bonds. I mean, these possibly could collapse. It did back during the Great Depression. So these are things that they plan. The best way that I know to describe it is this way, what they've done to the American dollar. In 1975, you could buy all of the real estate, all of the shopping malls, all of the hotels, all of the land in the United States of America for what the government has spent in the last 90 days. That's how much the dollar was worth then compared to what it's worth now. And who is it that's going to pay the bill? It's going to be your and my grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, and the elite are the ones to profit from every bit of this. This is basically their mindset, Dr. Stan.
All right, fine. Well, I think people have to understand, though, that down the line, I believe that they're going to simply destroy the value of our currency and pay debt back with useless money. But in the process of that, why anything people have in pension funds or insurance policies or annuities or bonds or stocks or any of the conventional investments will simply become a remembrance of things past. Somebody just called in and asked, oh, what currencies might survive in the coming crash? And I don't know what currencies might survive. This is a worldwide phenomenon. They have intentionally produced this. I believe that they have created the collapse of certainly the economy of Asia and of China and of Japan, because they really want, of course, out of this chaos, bring about a one-world government. Anybody who doubts that has only to read Henry Kissinger's January 12, 2009 article in the International Herald Tribune entitled A Chance for a New World Order, where he says, quite obviously, the people of the world have two choices. One is a new international order. The other is chaos, and I believe that there is going to be chaos. Our telephone number is 1-800-1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question. Right now, if you look at the debt of the United States, according to the General Accepted Accounting Principles, that's known as GAAP, G-A-A-P. And you can Google this in, or well, you shouldn't say Google. We're using Start Page now rather than Google, but go to Start Page and write in, you know, the gap on the debt of the United States. It's about $65 trillion. That's more money than the gross domestic product of every country in the world. There's no way it'll ever be paid off. Certainly by next year, it'll probably be approaching $75 trillion. And the year after that, even more. So the only thing to do is simply destroy the value of the currency and start in all over again. This is what I fear that they're going to do. What do you think, Lindsay?
Yes, I agree with you, Dr. Stan. Now, I try, if I possibly can, to explain this in depth. 5 hours, 2 DVDs, 2 CDs. I beg of you, folks, would you please give our operators a call? You need so much more than what you've heard just here. Would you please? Now, Dr. Stan gives you all of this, and his DVDs are marvelous. Please get them. And I beg of you, what I've prepared just in the past 2 weeks, please call our number, 800-321-2900. I try to talk about things like the Baltic Dry Index, what's going to happen 6 to 9 months from now. I give the elite mindset, which I've given here in depth, and many other things, as well as telling you what I feel that you can do, how to prepare your house spiritually. May I beg of you, call our number, 800-321-2900. Our small set is 2 DVDs and 2 CDs. You can listen to the CDs in your automobile. The DVDs you can watch on your television set at home. And my large set of 8, which would include everything from 1960 through 2009. There's not a stone left unturned. Again, I beg of you, know what to do to prepare your dinner table in light of these things. You can save yourself a lot of heartache by listening to Dr. Stan every day. Don't you miss his program a single day. You've got to catch every 24 hours what's happening. And to get the in-depth, as I lived with these people, I urge you, jot down our number, call the operators, ask them questions about it. The number is 800-321-2900. And with what you're hearing from Dr. Stan every day, you will be able to know just what these people, for instance, for tonight, our president is supposed to be on a national talk show. This is the first time that I understand that any president has ever done this in the history of the United States of America, Dr. Stan, to appear on a talk show. Understand this has never been done before.
No, well, of course, we have a very unusual president. He's very likable. He's got a wonderful smile, a wonderful pattern of speaking. But, of course, he is totally controlled by the financial elite, with 11 members of the Trilateral Commission in key positions in his administration. Go to my January 2009 newsletter, read it, and weep. Incidentally, we have a great new syllabus called the Membership List of the Brotherhood of Darkness. But let's go to Laverne calling from Spokane. Hi, Laverne. Do you have a quick question for us?
Yes. People realize the seriousness of this. That means the picture of Abraham Lincoln will disappear off of our money. In God we trust.
I think they're going to a global currency, Laverne. I believe that these people, of course, are dedicated to a world government. And if you read the material coming out of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a front for a secret society that was created in 1891, and you can get this from Bill Clinton's mentor, Professor Quigley, his wonderful book, Tragedy and Hope, which was suppressed for many years, but we have the book, not only the book, but an interview with Professor Quigley, where he tells how his book was suppressed. But, of course, you have to understand the Council on Foreign Relations, a man named Ben Steil, S-T-E-I-L, on loan from the Royal Institute over in London, is writing about the need for a global currency. And this is what's coming down the line. People don't understand that they're moving to destroy the sovereignty of our nation and the freedom of our people. And we're in real trouble. Do you have anything you'd like? And I agree with you, Laverne. We're in serious trouble. Why? This is why I spend 5 hours a day on the radio, and why I know Lindsay does all sorts of radio programs, just trying to sound the alarm.
Yes, it appears almost, Dr. Stan, that they're going to maybe even bypass this North American Union currency, the Amero. It almost looks as if though they're trying to go to a global currency now. They are accelerating their program so rapidly.
Amen to that. We've got, I guess we lost Mike, but now, pardon me, we lost Laverne, but now we've got Mike from Santa Cruz. Mike, question or comment?
Just a quick comment. The In God We Trust on our currency is not a reference to the God of the Bible.
But most people don't know that, of course.
But we need to start understanding that it's the God of the Illuminati, defined in many ways, but not the God of the Genesis.
Well, I think that people have to understand the Gnostic faith, which is exemplified by the pyramid, capped by the all-seeing eye, with the slogan beneath it, Novus Ordo Seclorum. I don't know if you've seen this great new DVD we have called The Eye of the Phoenix that goes into the background of the man who put that emblem on the back of our dollar bill, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and he was the one, of course, who appointed the Masonic judges to the Supreme Court who would take God and prayer out of our schools. So once you understand it, it all begins to make sense. You're absolutely right.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay, God bless. Thanks so much, Mike. Well, hang on there, Lindsay. We'll be just a moment or two more, but this is the time. Well, I have to remind our listeners that this is Radio Liberty. Our guest is Lindsay Williams, and he's good enough to be with us. One more time, do you want to get out your telephone number?
Yes, Dr. Stan. Folks, I beg of you, call 800-321-2900. My latest DVD, entitled Prophecy. You must. I beg of you. I took what this gentleman told me back in June. I put it together with the prophetic scriptures and some other items. I've never done this before.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
And I put this together, all of these prophetic backgrounds to it, as well as what is taking place right now, up until last week. I just made this last week. And put the whole prophetic picture together. Then I have one entitled Emergency Update. I'm updating this probably about every 2 weeks now. So what you got a month ago may be a little different today. And then two DVDs. The number is 800-321-2900 in order to try to help those who have never lived with the elite like I had the privilege of doing to understand firsthand from a person who was actually there how these people think, what they have to gain, and to help you understand that everything Dr. Stan is saying is the truth. Folks, I know sometimes when you listen to Dr. Stan or you read his newsletter and you sit back and say, oh my goodness, can this really be true? Well, I'm backing him up. I'm confessing to you right now that everything you see in Dr. Stan's newsletter, everything you're hearing on the air, it's every bit of that and then a little bit more even. So believe everything he says. Take it at face value and listen to his program every day because you've got to have this information in order to stay up with the past 24 hours, Dr. Stan.
Well, things are really happening at such an amazing rate. This is the thing. The average individual, of course, life seems to go on, but if you're really watching what's happening throughout the economy of the world is collapsing. Literally half the wealth of the world is gone, half the wealth of the American people is gone, and many of our banks are teetering on the edge of collapse. Now, this is not the major banks. They've got all sorts of funds stashed away all across the world, all throughout the world. And many of them, of course, know very well that we're going to a new currency, that the money they have in dollars is going to become worthless. But until you understand the history of money and how, of course, if you want to destroy a nation, you debauch the currency. And that's exactly what they are intentionally and purposely and maliciously doing here in the United States. And I really believe that what happened in Zimbabwe was almost a trial. It was the American State Department, Henry Kissinger, who put Mugabe in power in Zimbabwe. They call it, because it was called Rhodesia at that time. And if we would do that to the people of Rhodesia, destroy the value of everything, the people are starving there. There's no health care, there's no education. It's really a struggle simply for survival. If the American State Department and Henry Kissinger would do that to Zimbabwe and Rhodesia, what would they do to America? Lindsay, God bless. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We hope that you've enjoyed our conversation with Lindsay Williams, and it's vitally important that you understand what's going on. We have my October newsletter at RadioLiberty.com. The October 2008 Radio Liberty letter tells the story of Lindsay Williams and, of course, what he had told me, and of course, how we somewhat collaborated in getting the story out about the coming economic collapse. And this, of course, we put out in July of last year. Only it's gone far further than we ever imagined that it could. We're seeing the literal destruction of the economy of the world at the present time, and the destruction of the American economy, and the move towards impoverishing the American people, with suddenly well over 30 million Americans on food stamps today, and tent cities developing in certain parts of the country. You need to get our material. We've got this book. It's called The Coming Battle. It was written in 1889 about how the banks had actually done exactly what they're doing today. You have to understand that. We have another book written. It's called The Coming Battle, written in 1889. The book, The Money Creators, written in 1935 by Gertrude Coogan. This book was actively suppressed, and she explains how they created the problem then. If you haven't read Professor Quigley's long-suppressed book, Tragedy and Hope, it's very important. You can simply index-read it about the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the Morgans and the Whitneys and the Mellons who controlled our economy 100 years ago and what they did at that time. And, of course, the same thing's going on today. And many times the same people are doing exactly the same things. We have the book, Tragedy and Hope. We have an interview with Professor Quigley, and you can get that with the Tragedy and Hope special, where you'll hear Professor Quigley telling how his book was actively suppressed. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they do actively suppress books in the United States, as they suppressed Gertrude Coogan's book. The last thing is they want the truth to get out. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know about the scam of the shortage of oil, we're running out of oil, oh my goodness. Why, first, that is a four-tape set, a four-CD set called The Oil Deception, and we have some interviews there with Lindsay Williams. If you want to know about, of course, what they're doing financially, we have all sorts of information on that. We have the book The Creature from Jekyll Island. We have my talk on the financial tsunami with the syllabus. We recommend very strongly our pamphlet on the history of money and the financial meltdown. And then, of course, we have the book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, because it is a conspiracy. The Federal Reserve is privately owned. That's why they won't tell Congress where the $2 billion they went. Well, we're a private corporation. But, of course, they're not going to admit that publicly. And understand the Federal Reserve is doing everything they can to increase the problem, because they're basically owned by the major banks, J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman, and Goldman Sachs and Morgan and Stanley. And they're all in this together. And when you watch Ben Bernanke on 60 Minutes saying, if we could only get the banks lending again, well, of course, he's doing everything, and they're doing everything not to lend, because they want the crisis. After all, if you had to have the crisis, would they be able to buy up all the other banks at pennies on the dollar and destroy the corporations that are competing with their corporations? Why, if this is going, why doesn't anybody tell you? Well, I was invited to be on one of the major nationwide radio programs here a couple of weeks ago. But at 5 o'clock in the evening, when I was to be on at 11, why, they canceled the program. I wonder why. Well, they don't want to get this information out. And people try to tell you the truth, they're going to lose their jobs. Fortunately, they can't fire me because I'm employed by you out there in the listening audience. And we're listener-supported primarily. So remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then our radio page, our website, radioliberty.com, where you can hear us on the Internet. You can also hear us on shortwave. You can hear us on satellite. If you want to get a special satellite, inexpensive, listen to us 9 hours a day. Please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. First automakers, now the firms that make auto parts, are being bailed out.
Officials with knowledge of the plan tell the Associated Press the idea is to provide some $5 billion for parts suppliers who are linked to the big Detroit car companies. The cash from the Troubled Assets Relief Program would help bankroll parts that large suppliers have.